Random House Audio presents For All Time, a Nantucket Brides novel by Jude Devereaux. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Nantucket. Graydon Montgomery couldn't take his eyes off the young woman. The bride and his cousin Jared, the groom, were standing at the front of the little chapel, the pastor between them, and Graydon kept looking across them at her. She had on a blue bridesmaid dress, was holding a bouquet of flowers, and her attention was fully on the ceremony. While she was pretty, she wasn't conventionally so. She wasn't the type of woman who'd make people do double takes. With her oval face, eyes the color of bluebells, and flawless skin, she looked like a girl you'd see in the newspaper as having attended a debutante ball. She'd be able to wear pearls and long gloves without looking like she'd rather be in jeans. Earlier, when the four wedding attendants had been waiting outside, there'd been a lot of commotion inside the little chapel. At the last minute, some kind of mix-up had caused a great deal of chaos. In normal circumstances, Graydon would have made an effort to find out what was happening, but not today. Today he was distracted by her. Sounds of angry shouts and furniture crashing to the floor had come from inside the chapel. The two bridesmaids and the other groomsmen went to the door to see what was going on, but Graydon stood where he was. He wasn't even curious. All he could do was gaze at the back of the young woman. She had long blonde hair that curled down her back, and a nice figure, not flashy, but trim and subdued. Through all